let's keep some love in the line. You do your part and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line. You do your part and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line.
Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Previously mentioned in our station ID, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Haley. I'm your DJ for the next hour. You're listening to Almost Friday, my radio show, which I have every week. So hope anyone who is tuning in regularly is tuning in again, because I love that. Love regular listeners. So on this sort of bleak, snowy day, I have a very relaxed playlist, because I've been very sleepy for the past 2 days, and that's what I have reflected here. So that's that. I'm not going to talk too much. I want to let the music speak for itself. And that's the plan. If you are listening and would like to shout out, or if you just would like to tell me you're listening, please let me know. And that's that. If you are in your car and tuning in and are a tough student, or if you're just tuning in because you are a tough student, or if you're not a tough student, actually, if you are a tough student, tomorrow evening, WMFO is having an event called Pizza Fest in the Curtis Hall Multipurpose Room, aka the old Brown and Brew, from 7 to 9 p.m. We will be serving pizza. There will be DJs DJing. It's going to be really fun, so you should come through. I'll probably talk about it more than once during this show, because I'm really excited about it, and it's going to be great. So, for now, here is Sampha.
Mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. And you dropped out the sky. Oh, you when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time, no tears inside. I kept the feelings close. Mother's home.
Every night when I go to bed.
that was Sampha with No One Knows Me Like the Piano, and Phoebe Bridgers with Scott Street. Just still backtracking here. She's amazing. I highly recommend everyone check out Phoebe Bridgers. Very cool stuff. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to International Women's Day, because that's what today is. And I think women should be celebrated more, especially. Main shout out is to Alexa, like Amazon's Alexa, who I'm very suspicious of because it's a talking robot who can like listen to you and control your house. But she's been laughing at people randomly, and I'm like, is Alexa a feminist icon? Is Alexa just like going out on her own and like doing her own thing, denying the man? I feel like she might be. So shout out to Alexa on International Women's Day, and also to women and people who identify as women of all kinds, not just cis women. So that too, just want to give a little shout out as I play some really amazing, powerful female artists. This is not all female artists, but you know, do what I can. So that's that. Here's Jay Salm.
One, two.
Oh, river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all.
Bye.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, the MFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley. This is Almost Friday, my radio show. In the past few minutes, we have heard I Think You're All Right by Jay Somm, Darling by Real Estate, Moon River by Frank Ocean, and Shattered Ring by SZA. And while we've been listening to music, I have also been reading Twitter, because I recently got kind of into Twitter, and I got sucked into this thread about things people thought when they were kids that are not true. And my favorite one that I read is that this woman named Jennifer Wright posted, and she said she thought that clowns were born looking that way. I've been told it was very rude to point or laugh at someone who looked different, so at kindergarten birthdays I would just gaze at them with respectful solemnity like a little Queen Victoria. I think if no one had told me, I'd have been about 3 years away from writing something to my school newsletter about how wrong it was that we were forcing these beautiful individuals to perform for our amusement and chuckles. I thought that was hilarious. So if you are listening and have something fun that you thought when you were a kid that you think you should share with me, because I think it's really funny, please call in 855-915-6936-96336. For now, Japanese breakfast.
Does he eat? He so tender as me. And all the sounds he makes him speak under all different patterns of sheets. Colors blind, oh dopamine. And she looked so good when they were last seen. Ah, modern world, dripping in all the lies it took. You going home, try to wash them off, but when he shaves, he hears them call. Ah, I'm not afraid to die.
this way, 'cause I'm dancing with my eyes closed. It's okay, it's me, babe. One more time for my taste. One more time for my taste. See me fall from your eyes to your waist. One more time for my taste. Drink this wine from your sweet, from your case. I feel your love, I feel your faithful ways. You're not awake. You're not alone. With your eyes closed, it's okay, it's me, babe. One more time for my taste.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley. Again, this is Almost Friday, as you should be aware by now. That was Rye, who actually this whole playlist is kind of based on Rye. It's a really excellent album, this new album that just came out. It's called Blood. I have two of their songs on this playlist in the next few minutes because I listened to it probably like five times in the past couple days. Before that we had Lovers by Anna of the North and Wolf by Sylvanesso.
Wolf, I love that song.
It's a great song. I'm listening to them more because I'm seeing them in March, which it is March now, so I'm seeing them at the end of the month.
I'm seeing them this month.
This month, which I'm very excited about. So Nate was just asking about I had a job interview yesterday in Washington, D.C. So I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm on no sleep.
I'm killing it. I was off coffee and I've had a lot of caffeine today, but I'm doing great. So it's fine. I was saying I didn't feel like it went that well. And part of the reason was because we had an analytical portion at the end where they ask you all these dumb questions to explain your thought process. Most interviews are like that. It's fine. It's not a huge deal. It's just like, I'm not very good at them. Can you not hear?
No, I got it. I mean, okay. It's fine.
The question they asked me first, this is also in my second hour there, so I've been there for a little while, and I was like, you know, sort of stressed out. And the question was, if you have 7 coins, and one of those coins is heavier than the other 6, and you have a scale to, did you know this question?
Yeah, this is a classic.
I should have looked it up.
Well, it's not.
And you have a scale. You can only use a scale twice. And you have to figure out which coin is the heaviest, or is the is a different coin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I tried, and I like gave kind of an answer. He had to kind of like nudge me to get anywhere past that. I was just like sitting there like sweating, like my heart was beating so fast. I was like, I can't answer this question. Mm-hmm. And I came in earlier to ask Zach Going, who's the show before this show every other week. He's a physics major, and I was like, you know numbers, you know analytical thought. What do you think? He was like, I have no idea. Like, how does anyone know that answer? How do you know the answer?
Yeah, it's, I mean, number one, I've heard it before. It's a classic, like, that's along the lines of all the other...
I also had to figure out how many ping pong balls would fit in a school bus.
Yeah, so those kind of things. Or
and it's do like all the math by hand.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I don't know why they had to do that, but whatever.
Well, it's kind of caught on because, like, Google was doing it for a while. Like, you know, like for 7 or 8 years ago, like, they started using sort of these analytical things. And the main reason they were doing that is because... a lot of the programming that you were going to do at Google or at other software companies wasn't going to be something that you had already learned in school already. So they just wanted to know if you could sort of think through something.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. It's like problem solving.
It's great. The thing that's weird about it is that now, like, sort of all other disciplines are like, we need this question, you know, that kind of thing. So the coin one, there's one where it's like if you shrunk down and you, like, put yourself... The blender question, if you've ever like heard that one.
Oh, yeah, getting out of a blender?
Yeah, how do you get out of a blender if you've like have
just, like dumb
down?
Brain? I don't really think that way. And yeah. The question is like the ping pong one, like I can that's you just reason through how you measure it, you make up measurements. Yeah. That's a little easier. But the coin one, I was like,
yeah. So it's a combination of like weighing different ones and sort of like knowing that at least the ones that like you would put, it's 7 coins, so you would put 3 on each side.
Yeah, so you put 3 on each side. No, you put 2 on each side, and then if they weigh the same,
then you know that at least
you know
one
that
or two.
One of the two. If
the remaining ones are not.
Then
used.
You weigh 2 of those, and if those are the same, the third one's the one.
Exactly.
And if, yeah, so.
So you just eliminate it. But that's the thing,
yeah,
is like.
Once you said that, I was like, oh, then I was like, I would have never gotten that on my own. There's no way. So.
The reason that I don't like those kinds of questions for the majority of jobs, and even like the I was never asked questions like that in engineering interviews or anything like that. Well, they mostly ask like specific questions,
yeah,
like
so
okay,
fair.
This column is like heating up or something like that.
Yeah.
Those kinds of questions,
which you need to know to not have things explode.
Well, it's number one, knowing that stuff is great. It's sort of really, really, really training wheels in comparison to like what you would be doing. And I think the big thing is you're not going to know what to do in your first job anyway. So just knowing how to ask for help but not be like super annoying about it is mainly like the most important thing.
Yeah.
So just learn as much as you can.
Yeah, I just like made some jokes, try to like lighten the mood.
That's good.
Like, and then like he had the next question. It was like a similar one. And I was like, I didn't get fired after the first question. He was like, no, you're doing great. And I was like, oh, well, awesome. You know, there was like, I was like trying to like be like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah,
it's
no,
fine.
And that's like, the important thing is that I say this, and I had a boss tell me this. It's whenever you have an interview, if you can get past like sort of the paper portion, you know, they saw Haley on paper and they were like, oh, she looks great. Like, we're going to have her in. If they're bringing you in for an interview, the question that they're trying to answer is, does she suck to work with? That's the question. So it's not like the fact that you were answering those questions correct or incorrectly, like that wasn't the point. The point was, could I see her in this environment with us? And I think that if you like, I don't think you should be bummed out at all, because I think that like, if it really was a situation where, hey, we're looking for like someone who can really technically think through a lot of stuff,
I wouldn't be applying to that job. So,
exactly. Yeah. So there you go. So that's the thing. So I wouldn't be as down on yourself right now, because
I think
that like them, number one, even two, like it's not cheap to bring somebody out, you know, all the way to DC.
They haven't reimbursed me yet, so.
Exactly. Well,
we'll see.
So maybe it was.
So for anyone who just tuned in, Nate has been my like job therapist at the station for the past like 6 months. So props to him for dealing with this. I'm like, hey, Nate, here's stuff that you didn't ask for. And he's like, cool. And I think that's how this
it's mainly just understanding that number one, it's fine.
Yeah,
like whatever
it's
you
fine.
Do, it's fine. That's your job is not going to be the thing that defines you. It's not going
to
be
my best friend just signed on to do the next 7 months. She's at Cong College. She just found out today. She's going to go and live in a tiny house in upstate Vermont at Stowe.
That's the dream.
And
right there.
Work on a goat farm.
Yeah.
And that's what she's doing for the next 7 months. So I'm like, that is amazing. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And she's so excited. And she's like, I'm not getting a real job yet. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make some money. I'm going to have a good time. And I'll apply again later because this is what I want to do. And I was like, that's so cool.
That is good. That's the thing is that we don't like you can't sort of see this whole thing as like this massive rat race where, yeah. Because that's the thing. If you really are trying to like discern a ton of value from what you're doing, you're almost always going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, or you're going to meet somebody, and unfortunately, you know, going to a great school and all this stuff, you're going to meet a lot of people that have really awesome lives,
yeah.
And you wish that you could be their life, but it's
or
not,
my
it's
awesome life's going to be different, and that's fine.
Exactly. So, that's the thing.
Shout out to my mom, who's currently listening. She approves of your advice. I just got to text
that,
her.
The mom approval is maybe the most important like level of advice you can potentially get. So there you go.
She's been listening to me whine a lot, too. So you have that in common.
During the whole, like, you know, Molly and wanting to, like, you know, ask her to marry me and stuff, that was one of the most, like, I got to get on her mom. Like, how am I going to, Bonnie Flanagan, how am I going to... How am I going to, like, angle myself to, like, be this guy? Because she's an only child, too. So it's like,
oof.
You know, one shot. You better be the guy here. And so I really worked hard to, like, gain the...
Well, clearly it worked out okay.
It did, yeah. Three and a half. We're 3.5. Real quick, last night it was, like, snowing a lot. So, like, a lot of our obligations were canceled and
yeah.
stuff. And so we were just like, what are we going to do? I don't know. Have you ever, like, roasted a chicken? And so we had this, like, awesome roast chicken recipe that we, like, we're going to do it. We're going to absolutely, like, go after it Julia Child style. Like, we're going to try to get everything. And it was incredible.
Did you just have a roast chicken in your house?
We had a whole chicken.
What? It's lucky you had a whole chicken just there.
I mean, yeah, we had...
It seems like a decent, like...
The presence of the chicken was really sort of the predetermining factor
okay,
in
yeah.
sort of the rest of the night.
Well, so. Congratulations to your roast chicken.
It was. We made a jus out of this.
Love the jus.
Rather the fond.
Or is it a roux? What's the difference between a roux and a jus?
That's actually, I know the answer. Do you want to know the answer?
Not on air. You can tell me
I'll
after.
I'll tell you after. Yeah, because there is an answer. It's not quick.
Okay, so I have a bunch of other songs. So here we go with Grizzly Bear.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Oh, big
playlist.
Time. Big time.
Finish every slide.
jobs and passing trucks. Real calm, 'cause you've seen it all. One day though you take a fall, wrong side of McGregor's wall. Suddenly your heart is like a tennis ball, up and down and side to side. Surf so hard you think you died, no love for you. Wake up and you feel confused, slight frown as you read the news. Each day gotta pick and choose, the same old sides, the me's and you's. But it's alright, you're welcome here. Even certain carnivores are in the clear, I promise you. Wind blows and heaven knows that sun can turn to rain. There's nothing much to fear though. Doors close and we all know that love can turn to pain. So let's be each other's heroes. Sunny day, French press and a plate of hay. Some days can't escape the fray, crazily careening like a bird of prey. This old house is never locked, even diggy winkers need a need to knock. I promise you. Wind blows and heaven knows that sun can turn to rain. There's nothing much to fear though. Doors close and we all know that love can turn to pain. So let's be each other's heroes. Thank you.
hungry for.